Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross. I haven't uploaded anything with my voice in it for a while now because lately I've been uploading recordings of me messing with old programs and MIDI synths and stuff. So in this podcast I'm actually going to talk to you about something. I recently found a version of Desktop Reader that works somewhere from 95 all the way to XP as the one that you guys are used to if you listen to any of my podcasts or downloaded the homepage reader ISO from my website or whatever. That one only works on an NT4 2000 XP. So I'm going to call this one IBM Desktop Reader Update because I did a podcast. I think I did it in April or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to be installing this on Windows 98 with no screen reader on the OS so far. And let me tell you a little story. I discovered this in 2015 when I was messing around with ISO images or screen readers and stuff trying to get a screen reader on an NT4 VM. The first screen reader that, like, actually, like, had no demo or whatever that I discovered was Desktop Reader, but the version with the ECI, and I was the homepage reader, and that, I didn't really want the web browser. And also, I found IBM VivaCellout 3.3, which I included in this version, as the original Desktop Reader that I showed you many months ago, or several months ago, uses VivaVoice 6.4 or something. Anyway, I'm going to launch Windows 98.
VMware. Web create a new.
Oh, by the way, I'm recording with Stereo Mix. And, because I noticed that loopback, I have, like, more bass, I guess, when I record, and Audacity likes to cut out bits of the recording. And, do not turn listen to this device on Stereo Mix, whatever you do, because I stupidly tried that, and it was, like, I got this loud looping thing through my speakers. This is on a different system, but I'm pretty sure if I did it on this laptop, it would do the same thing. I'm not going to try it. Basically, it was, like, looping the audio, not really changing the audio or whatever, so I had to have another person disable listen to this device for me, and, yeah, that was kind of stupid, but anyway, so.
Button. Create a new virtual. Welcome, please. Web create.
And,
open virtual. I artist snap to down new picture. Bid local expand. Left Windows 90. Item sip. VMware. Play edit unavailable. Welk. Virtual. CD. Connection routing. Use physical drive. Combo. Use IAC. Browse. Browse at Windows 98 selected. Tree VP local let with pros 5 pro at let rail notes at TTS. Item old software since 7. Items utilities. Items. Open book 2 of 10 DR with Verta app. Okay. VL click unavailable. Windows 9. I move Windows 9. Pain.
And Windows 98 is starting up. I already installed this on Windows Millennium, but I want to install it on Windows 98 to show you what this does. Oh, by the way, Windows 98, I'm also going to show you how to disable the weird sound. Well, some people think it's weird, but I personally think it's cool. That flanginess and that stereo thing. I don't know how to describe it, but it's called spatial. It's something that the Sound Blaster PCIe 128 can do, and VMware apparently emulates it. So if you want to disable that, I'll show you how to do that too. So, I'm gonna press escape a few times to see if it loaded. Okay, it's loaded. Now, I'm going to use R, D, colon, backslash, MDRSETUP. Doesn't need to type if you put this on an ISO image. And I'll press enter. Now, it extracted the files. Now it's asking me if I want to install it. And I'll press Alt-Y. Now it's asking me, where do I want to install it? And the default directory is c:\programfiles\mdr, and I'll press Enter. It's asking me if I want to create the directory. I'll press Alt-Y to say yes. Now said, okay, it's installed, but since I included Microsoft Access Active Accessibility, and apparently on Windows 98 needs to update it, I'll press Enter. This is what happens. Now it's asking me if I want to reboot, and I'll press Enter. If I ever go to my grandparents' house, I'm going to install this on the old Windows 98 computer. If you want to listen to a review of that old computer, it's in the podcast folder. I couldn't upload it to any audio because it was too big. I'll press Escape a few times to start the VM. Oh, not yet. Let's see if it doesn't now. Okay, let's go to the start menu. Programs. Now I know that IBM is like the last item in the start menu, so if I just press over, I'll be on IBM. I'll press right arrow. I'm on menu and dialog reader, which is what it's called. That's why it's called MDR. And I'll press enter.
MDR initializing page tab.
Yep, that's VVoice Out Loud 3.3. Let me show you how to disable the
run type the name of a program folder.
The spatial effect.
SFDVOL to playback volume. Slider 0. Mute all present balance. Mute balance. Options.
Advanced.
Submit prop. Advanced controls. Press A. Playback volume. Mute all press. Advanced. Advanced. Tone control. Tone controls. These settings control how the tone of your audio sounds. Bass. Press below high slider 49.
I can't say bass. Let's just mess with this because it's fun.
0. Tone. Tone controls. These settings.
Now I got rid of all the bass, or most of it.
100. Tone controls these settings.
No, more bass.
80, 6, 40, 40, 43, 48, 49, 40, 50. Tone controls treble. Press T low high slider 40, 0. Tone controls treble. Press T low high slider 0.
Now I got rid of a lot of the highs.
100.
And now
tone controls treble. Press T low high slider 100.
And what I noticed is that if the treble set to a higher value, you get a slight more of that 11 kilohertz sound in this eloquence.
80, 60, 40, 44, 48, 50.
Now, the next option.
Other controls, these settings make other changes to how your audio sounds. See your hardware documentation for details. One spatial press, one checkbox checked. Close push other.
Not the spatial. Let's press space. This is what happens.
Not checked. Close push button. Other control.
Does my audio sound normal?
Tone controls treble. Other control.
Yes, it does.
Checked. Close push button. Other control. Not checked.
I'll do it if you can see the difference.
Checked. Not checked. Checked. Not checked. Checked.
That's what spatial does. I have no idea why it took me so long to figure that out.
Not checked. Close push button.
I'll just close it or turn it off for the rest of this demo.
Advanced press a push button. List.
Now, let's show you how to unload this. On an IT system, you could go to the task manager and unload it that way, but on Linux, you can't really unload it. So, I actually added in an unload menu dialog reader item to the start menu. Let me show you what it does.
Menu pop-up, Windows program, accept bib submenu, menu and dialog reader, unload menu and dialog reader, press U.
And I'll press enter. And now I've unloaded my screen reader, so go to start menu, programs, IBM, right arrow, enter.
MDR initializing page tab.
And it kind of clips a bit. I think that's because it set the volume to 100. Anyway, so this is a very basic screen reader. Think of the, it's like the narrator for 9X and NT. But it also works on 2000 and XP, so. It's a narrator alternative, I should say. Because it uses Zappy 4 and all that.
List. My computer. My documents. Internet Explorer. Network. Enter. Recite. Opera. Internet Explorer.
Now, let's just see how it handles the internet. Oh, I think
Security alert. You are about to be...
I accidentally hit backslash. I'll just...
In the future, more info. Okay.
Whatever. I don't really care about the security alerts. This is IE6 anyway, so I don't care. Where am I? Control O.
Open type the internet address of a document or folder.
Gorskang.com.
.com/ selected .com.
Well, it did. Well, I don't think it worked with this version of IE.
Internet.
No, it does not.
Internet.
But it did actually work on my XP computer, but I think that's probably because I upgraded IE8. But what doesn't make sense is IE8 is newer than IE6, so. And IE6 was released. In 2001, and IE8 was like several years later, I guess. So, and this screen reader is like from 2001, so. Yeah. So I'm gonna shut this VM down.
Shut down Windows, what do you want the computer to do? Shut down, press S radio button checked. Okay, push button. Can spell, press H, push button. Okay, push button.
And, well actually, let me show you,
Tray page.
Something. Let me show you what components get installed.
Menu pop-up.
Because this installer installs multiple components.
Favorite pro dot my document setting control.
But MSAA is one of them, and it doesn't even appear in the control panel because it's like a system thing. So
display @/remove program @ the following Adobe Flash ETI Eloquence TTS Engine 3.3.
That's the engine you're hearing now. You can't. Okay, about speech engines in this. To change your speech engine, you have to edit the configuration file called message.tbl in the program folder of the screen reader. And you can't really switch voices because you're stuck with Wade or whatever default voice of the engine you're using. Next, we have
IBM menu and dialog reader.
It's the actual screen reader.
Internet Explorer Q800, Microsoft.net, Microsoft Internet, Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft Speech API 3.0.
Yeah, SAPI 3 is actually the version of SAPI that came with VVoice Aloud 3.3. And, next we have
Microsoft Speech Control Panel.
The Speech Control Panel, which lets you access properties of speech engines, like their voice characteristics and dictionaries. So if you want to, like, if your screen reader is not pronouncing it right, something right, you can go in the dictionary of the actual engine and then make your change.
Microsoft Windows Critical Up Opera 10 Point Outlook Express Security Sierra Ute Sound Blast Wear Tools Windows 98 Windows 9 Windows 9.
So, those, all the components I mentioned are the components that are installed. So, it installs technically 5 components: MSAA, Microsoft Active Accessibility, Menu Dialog Reader, the Screen Reader, ETI Eloquence 3.3, the TTS Engine, the speech API, and the speech control panel, but only four of them, that is, all of them except MSAA, appear in the control panel. So, let's see, where am I?
Internet Explorer list item.
Let me just show you how it reads the desktop by pressing tab.
Start press CTRL plus CSC push button.
It reads that.
Show desktop push button.
Show desktop. Doesn't read the quick launch bar, whatever that is.
Internet Explorer list item.
So, and it went back to the desktop. So this is actually a very lightweight screen reader. So if you have an old computer that's equipped with a sound card, and it doesn't have enough resources to run like HAL or JAWS or WindowEyes or whatever, and you just need access to it, just get this file somehow onto it, install it, reboot if it asks you to, and enjoy having access to an old computer. It's not, or as you've seen, it's not a fully fledged screen reader like Narrator. So, anyway, I'm going to shut this down.
Shut down Windows, what do you want the computer to do? Shut down, press S, radio button checked.
And I'll press enter.
Windows Audacity.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm an older version of desktop reader that's more compatible, both operating system-wise and speech engine-wise. So if you want to contact me with any questions or comments, you can find my information on my Eddie Audio page, but I'll just say it here just in case, I forgot to put any information on that page. My email is datajake@gmail.com. My Skype is datajake9999. And if you want to find me on audiogames.net, it's datajake1999. So I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.
Skype on that.